Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Cosmic Kids. We are here to support kids, parents, and friends, both spiritually and in the paranormal. So sit back, enjoy the show, call in, because there are never any silly questions here. And now, the paranormal phenomena and a couple of Cosmic Kids themselves, your hosts, Shelly and Jay.
Well, welcome everybody, all you Cosmic Kids, to our show on BBS. Welcome to our very first one. Jade, are you with us?
I am, and I'm excited to be here.
How are you doing? Oh, I know. This is so exciting. Well, usually we start out with a angel card before we welcome our wonderful guest. Would you like to start out with one?
Sure. Our angel card this time is from Doreen Virtue's Magical Unicorn. It's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're perfect just as you are. Everyone wants to be liked, so it's normal that you want to fit in with other people. You may compare yourself with others and feel like you don't belong. You may even feel that you're not as good as other people. But this card is here to tell you that your special talents are needed in this world. You don't need to change in order to please others. If you try to be different from who you really are, you won't be happy and you won't make true friends. But if your inner voice tells you to improve yourself through learning new skills and taking care of your body, then you're being good to yourself. This will lead you to true friends who really love you as you are. As long as you feel good about yourself, you're doing well. The best way to do this is to tell the truth, treat people with kindness, keep your promises, and do the work that you need to do. You needn't be perfect, wear the latest styles, or be the most popular person. Just trust that God made you exactly how you're supposed to be and make the very best of what you've got.
Oh, that was lovely. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'd just like to welcome our guest today. Her name is Sandy Ruminski, and today we'll be discussing Ricky and teaching the children about Ricky. I really do believe kids love Ricky. So our guest today, Sandy Ruminski, welcome.
Hi, Jade. Hi, Shelley. Thank you so much.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, you're most welcome. Well, I just thought we'd start out discussing, Sandy, you know, first of all, welcome to the show. Welcome to our new house. And just how you got started in all of this and how it became that you started working with children. Because I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding, you know, teaching the kids. And, you know, the attunements that go along with that. And if you could just explain to our listeners, you know, how you started out with all of this.
Well, I started out with being exposed to Reiki by a friend of mine. And I had a Reiki session. I had never heard of it. And after the first session, I fell in love with it. And I was attuned. And it was about 2 years it took me to get up to my Reiki master, and then I started teaching. And I have a 9-year-old son, and children are so sensitive to energy, and they actually understand a lot more than adults do. They're much more open to it.
Right.
And I was a sensitive child, and I wish I would have had something like this for myself when I was younger, because my son is very sensitive. Reiki is very calming to him. So I decided, why not teach children? And I just asked Spirit to help me write a manual, and that's how it started.
Well, we just thank you, because it really is, you know, needed. Because I know I'd like to mention also, you were my first Reiki teacher way back when. And then since then, I've, you know, taken more classes. So you kind of started me out on the all the Reiki methods. So, and that was so much fun, and I learned so much from you, you know.
So it really is fun to introduce people to this universal energy, and it's so gentle, and I don't really worry about the attunement part of it, because it's basically we can all channel energy, regardless if we have an attunement or not. It's just that Reiki tends to up the universal energy where you're not using your own energy.
Right, and maybe could you maybe explain to our listeners, you know, when you first take a Reiki class, how you do that and how you set it up, you know, with the children and adults, or is it different the way you do it with adults, you know, versus the children?
It's definitely different. Now, what I recommend and normally what happens in classes is that a child and a parent will take it together, which makes more sense. Obviously, you're not going to send a 7-8-year-old child by themselves to learn something. So generally, either the parents have a Reiki background or know about Reiki or are attuned themselves, or they're interested in attuning themselves and their child.
Oh. Now, do you have a certain age? Because I've heard Reiki masters, you know, discuss, well, they need to be 16. And, you know, I just kind of have a hard time with that, because I think the minute they're born, they all have this ability, you know. And what age, you know, should you start working with your children or, you know, going to a group with them, do you think?
You know what? I don't have a specific recommendation. And I don't think Dr. Usai said, okay, once you're this age, you're able to channel energy. I really believe that we are born with it. We definitely are. And I think it's up to the child and their maturity level. And more children are very sensitive. They're being brought into this world. They're a very sensitive generation. And they're more open to this. And hopefully parents recognize that. And this is a good way to relax children.
Oh, most definitely. I really
Sandy, do you use your own method with them, that Ruminsky Reiki method?
No, I actually do not use the Ruminsky Reiki method, which is specifically for adults. I really feel guided to say that is for adults. That is a much higher energy. And I have not tried it on a child, and I have not been guided to try it on a child. The Ruminsky Reiki method is all three levels of Reiki at one time. I have a separate manual for children.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, the Reiki class for children is a Reiki level one class. And then it's up to the parents or to decide if they would like to go further with it. But with Reiki 1, you're able to provide Reiki to yourself. You're able to provide it to other people, animals, pets. Once you have it, you have it. So there's really no need to go any further unless you really feel guided to.
Oh, wow. You know, I've also heard with some of the special needs children, you know, the calming effect with that, and the kids being able to heal themselves if they get a scratch or whatnot. They kind of intuitively already know, you know, how to go right to the scratch or whatever and heal themselves.
Yes. You know, it is amazing. What is the first thing we do when we're hurt? We usually put our hand where it's hurting, and it just makes sense that, you know, that would be. It's really helped with, in fact, we're going to have a class coming up with some autistic children and their parents, and that will be very interesting to see how that works out.
Right, because it will definitely have a calming effect. So it would be interesting to see, you know, the after product of that. Because I know with my children, you know, they've already started on that, and they're doing the plants, the animals, and that's kind of how they got started.
Yeah, that is really a good way to introduce it. And depending on the time of year, I do try to go outside and have them touch nature, like a tree, and have them try and understand this kind of energy, the feel of the energy fields on every living thing. So they kind of know. And actually, they can feel it much better than adults.
Oh, I know. They are really, really open to that energy. And just to see the smile on their little faces, because they are bringing, you know, a calmness and a healing to whatever they're doing. So it's really interesting to watch the kids do this.
Yes. And I know there are people that say, well, children really can't understand. Really, universal energy is so simple. I think we make it hard. And I think Dr. Usai, that wasn't his intention. I think all the symbols and things like that were more a matter of focus versus actually that symbol means a certain thing. But it was a way to focus your energy.
Right. Do you teach the children the symbols, or does that come later on in the lesson?
Actually, I do teach the power symbol because it is a very pretty and easy symbol. I attune a little bit differently. I give them the power symbol during the first attunement, even adults, you know, where I'm drawing the Choku Ray. Mm-hmm. And it really is. It's really fun. The kids, normally what we'll do is throw out some sand or something, and then we'll draw in the sand. Because they understand, you know, it's like fun. Then they aren't distracted.
Right, you could use teddy bears, too. The kids really, because they can hold those and practice, you know, on them also.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. How I started out with mine with the teddy bears, and then I'm like, oh, and their little faces, when they start to feel the energy, you know, it's like, okay, it's green light.
Yeah. No, whatever can get the point across and have that child feel comfortable. Some of them try to chase their cats and dogs and things like that to try and do it. Animals are real sensitive to Reiki, although they don't need as much, and children do not need as much Reiki. Really, 15 minutes I have found is really sufficient, because the energy can also overexcite you.
Right.
So you have to be careful with that.
Right. And I know it's especially useful for all of our listeners out there at bedtime. It kind of settles them down, you know, and they sleep better at night. And it's just, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, you know, besides the old-time bedtime stories. And they can learn to do that themselves, you know, if they've had a stressful day or not. And I really believe they've been doing it all along, you know, and they had it before we did, you know.
Yes, and that's the thing. You don't have to. With Reiki, there are hand positions. And I am not as strict with the hand positions with children, because they automatically go to those areas. I mean, I explain the chakras and what a chakra is, but even just, you know, I have them just, you know, touch someone's arm. And that, the Reiki will go where it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
This would be good for when kids get out of school when they're really hyper.
Yes. Yeah, even...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, Shelley. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, even in the classroom, imagine all the little Ricky Channelers, you know, when the classroom's getting, you know, everybody's excited and they won't settle down. Imagine if we have these little kids in the classroom that are sending Ricky to their, you know, their schoolmates in there. I mean, there's a whole nother world out there for these little kids, you know, and I think it's really important that we start incorporating some of this into the schoolrooms, because it really does work on the children for calming issues, you know?
So yes, I hope that it comes to a time for that, because it isn't a religious thing. It right. is what surrounds all of us, and energy is energy. Everything that we look at is not really solid. It's all energy. And, I mean, scientists even know that there is this energy. They just can't explain it scientifically.
Right. And I just wanted to know your, you know, feelings on this, because I've just been kind of reading, you know, throughout the years, and some people are, concerned about the child being so open at so, you know, at a young age. You know, do you feel that because they're so open and teaching them the Ricky, that they would be subjected to more negative energies, and they wouldn't know how to handle it? How do you teach that aspect of it to the children?
Well, I always teach protection to them. And to start out, you know, I explain energy and that energy is all around us, and I explain, you know, the situation where, have you ever been next to a friend or someone and you had a feeling, all of a sudden you weren't feeling as happy? That is someone else's energy, and it's important that you surround and protect yourself. So I always have them imagine that they are like in a big soap bubble. And I have them practice imagining that. And I ask them to do that a couple times during the day, and especially if their emotions, if they feel like they're changing or getting angry, to have this bubble surround them.
That's pretty cool.
That is perfect. That is perfect. Because I know I've heard a lot of that, and I think the children sense that, you know, that if possibly something, you know, some kind of energy they can't understand, you know, that the grounding and protection. And I think, like with everything, once they have that foundation that we teach them, and sometimes they just figure it out themselves and they've been doing it all along, but the grounding and protection, you know, even just working with each other, other people, you should always kind of do that at the initial start of it. Don't you agree?
Oh, definitely. We start out with kind of a mini meditation of sorts where, you know, they're all trees and they're swaying in the wind, but I have them imagine the roots going down from their feet into the earth, just like a tree, so you're stable. And that, generally, they understand that, and they can feel that. They're much more fun at pretending than we are.
That is for sure.
Yeah. So it's fun for them. They think it's fun.
Yeah, and so you just kind of... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jade.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that I would think it'd be really to the best interest of the teachers also to learn Reiki.
Yes, I know several people in the physical therapy field that work in schools that have been attuned to Reiki, and it can be as simple as sending Reiki to the room. You know, there's, you know, even if people are worried about touch or anything, but usually with physical therapy, they are in some way touching them. Mm-hmm. And of course, we always ask, you know, permission. So if that person does not want to receive the energy, it, you know, they won't receive it. So, yeah, it's a good thing. I think anyone that is dealing with children, psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors, nurses. I mean, there's a hospital here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that attunes their nurses to Reiki.
I am so glad to hear that, because that's what... Don't get me on my soapbox today. We've been doing that a lot at my hospital. And so it's just, you know, it's not a new thing. I mean, especially with nurses, it's been happening, you know, for a long time. And I think the power of touch is just really calming to patients. And so we're trying to get that together, you know, because now the insurances are taking a lot of this. And remember we used to have the biofeedback way back when? Probably dating myself, but... You know, and they would sit in sessions with that and go through the biorhythms and everything. And I just think that's a great modality, but the Reiki seems to be even more powerful, you know. And so I see a lot of success with it with the patients that I take care of.
Oh, definitely. And most people are open to something like that. Now, nurses... I know they practice healing touch, which is very similar to Reiki. I mean, they deal with the energy around the body and with the chakras. So there really is not that big of a difference. I think the misconception is Reiki is a religion, and that is definitely not true. I mean, it's a method of energy.
I agree, and I know there's a lot of controversy around that, but if we can surely get the insurance companies to start taking this, you know, on and seeing the valuable results it does have for children and adults, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I do know in Europe and like usual, they're a little bit ahead of the game on this, and there are hospitals that do get reimbursed for energy healing services. And that will be coming. I mean, massage was something that was never covered by insurance, and that's starting to become mainstream in the U.S. I think acupuncture will probably come before Reiki, because there's more scientific evidence in acupuncture, but I think we'll see it in our lifetime.
I certainly hope so. I'm striving for that. I mean, they want me to go away, and I'm not going away, because it's really, really important. And, you know, versus, I think, you know, the medications, if you learn to calm yourself from within, you know, versus the medications and all of that, you know. So I'm really lucky, because my director of nurses is also a Reiki master. So she, you know, is pro this. So it's easy to, you know, speak your truth. So hopefully, you know, I really lucked out being in a place where that is welcomed with open arms. So.
Yeah, and take advantage of that. And I know there are restrictions, obviously, with everything. I mean, anytime you're dealing with a patient, there are restrictions and rules involved and things like that. But, you know, I think that if the patient is willing, it's as simple as, I mean, you don't even have to, I mean, hospice and the elderly homes, just going in to read to them and having your hand on them and channeling the Reiki, there really is nothing. You don't have to explain it. I mean, obviously someone that is 90 years old might have a hard time understanding that, but to say, can I place my hand, you know, on your shoulder or your arm, it's very comforting for them.
It really is. And I think I kind of do the sneak attack with the hugs. You know, there's no words spoken. It's just a greeting, and then you just see a smile on their face, you know. So that's my little sneak attack, but it really does work.
And I know people are probably thinking, well, that's kind of sneaky. I mean, how do I know if someone's not just sneaking energy to me? But I always, it's always with permission. Because if the person is really, if their higher self is really not open to the energy, they will not receive it. So there's no harm in it.
Right. And I think it's always beneficial to give, you know, somebody a hug at all times.
You're a hugger,
I am a hugger. Not only a tree hugger, but, you know, don't pass that around, but firm believer of hugs. But, Sandy, you know, have websites that we can find you at? Any information so if people would like to get a hold of you?
Sure. My main site right now, in fact, it probably will just end up being this, is messagesfromyourangelsradioshow.com is where I have all the information. And currently, I have a radio show, Messages from Your Angels, which is going to transition over to the BBS radio, which I'm really excited about, this coming Monday. And I am very excited about that. And I have all that information on the site. And my show has more to do with readings and guests and different metaphysical topics. So I do a lot of readings on the show. So I hope that helps. And I still have, you know, Blog Talk as well. Blog Talk Healing Mom is my thing on Blog Talk.
That is wonderful. And I know, and also, are you teaching any online classes at the moment, maybe with your Ruminsky method, if you'd like to explain kind of what's going on with that?
Well, the Ruminsky Reiki Method, I think you can go to RuminskyReikiMethod.com. I have a website. I have been extremely busy with so many things, and my schedule is going to calm down in the next couple of weeks. But right now, Courtney Callahan, who co-author of the Ruminsky Reiki Method, is teaching a class right now, and I believe she is starting another class, I want to say June 8th, but I am not exactly sure, and I may be involved in that class. But right now, I do not have any classes scheduled because I am just a little bit overbooked right now, and the only thing I'm doing is, email past, present, future readings, which I can do. But that's about it for now in the radio show. And hopefully my schedule will open up a little bit more this summer. And you can go, Courtney Callahan, if you go to, they're all long websites, CourtneyCallahan.ning.com. I think you can find the information on that. Otherwise, I'll post it on my website if people want to go to the messages from your angelsradioshow.com.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because I know you have a lot of information on there, and we are all still learning, you know, about this wonderful topic. And, you know, thank you. I mean, it really is an honor, and thank you for all you do for everyone every day. We just really appreciate that.
And what's really nice about her Ruminsky method, she offers it free.
Yes, that is something that was channeled, that it must be free, and the teaching of the class must always be free. So if you are a person that is attuned to it and decide to teach it, it must be for free. Now, that does not mean that as a Reiki practitioner that you cannot charge for sessions and things like that. We just want to keep the cost at zero, because Spirit has inspired us to do this. And quite frankly, I spent a lot of money to become a Reiki master, and I think it should be available, and so does Courtney. And that was something very important to us, and the manual is absolutely beautiful.
It is. I have the manual. It is.
Now, Jade, are you in? Right. I think, Jade, you're enrolled in that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I have fun drawing the symbols. I mean, it's a little difficult at first trying to figure out what I'm doing, but I really like it a lot, and it's very easy reading. It's because I've read some of the other Reiki methods that people do and kind of get confused, but this is very easy reading. It takes no time at all. And I really like this, Sandy.
I'm so glad. Courtney had such a big role in this, and she's always trying to throw me in the front, but I want to tell you that Courtney Callahan is such a wonderful soul, and she has really inspired me. In fact, for this class, Jade, I asked Courtney, because Spirit asked me to ask Courtney to actually attune me. Since I attuned her to all three levels, I want her to attune me to the Ruminsky Reiki method. And I am going to be quite honored by that, and I'm looking forward to that ceremony.
That's going to be really cool.
That is. And we love Courtney Callahan. I mean, what
yes,
a very special person.
She is hilarious. And she is so intelligent, and Spirit has just worked so much into her. I cannot wait. I know she is writing a book right now and will be done with it soon, and I am looking forward to seeing what she produces. And it sounds like it could be something that could really be a big hit.
I think so, too.
I know for a fact she's going to be, it's going to be a bestseller. And you can pass that on to her.
Oh, for sure. She is, by far, she is going to. And she has really humbled herself to go through this whole spiritual process. I mean, Courtney had, you know, the dream life, if people might call it. I mean, she even said that. I mean, no worries about money, no worries about anything like that. And she changed her life on September 11th, you know, quite a few years ago, and said, this is the path that I'm being asked to follow. But I do believe her material wealth will return.
I do, too. And the kids are going to really love, the kids are going to love her book.
Oh, I agree.
Because she is so humble, she is going to touch so many more people.
Right, and just what an extremely gifted and special person she is. I just think we're going to have a lot of fun reading that book, and we're going to have a lot of fun following you, Sandy.
Try to catch up with
Mom. Yeah, I know. It's I think it's just gone so fast with all of us, and I just we're all very grateful for the blessings that we've been given, and we're in the right place and doing the right thing for this moment, you know. So if
yes,
we can help,
and we also, you know, we have to thank Lisa J. Smith from, well, it used to be Psychic on Air, but she really opened up my spiritual life. I think my spiritual journey started by accidentally tuning into her show while I was ironing one day, and my life definitely changed after that day.
And I agree, because I was back with, let's call us the Rat Pack, way back when we all started together. And then everybody
yes.
just, I mean, I can't give enough kudos to Lisa J. Smith, because she really helped me. And, you know, Sandy, you had a very large part in that. And that's kind of what kickstarted me into, you know, a deeper understanding of all of this. And the friendships that we've made, you know.
You know, it's amazing the friendships that I do have. And these are people I have not physically ever met. And I feel much closer to those people than some of my friends here, physically.
Isn't that true?
It is so
like
true.
I think we were just all thrown in together, and it's like, you know, we've known each other for 20 years, and we've been doing this all along. And it's just, I think that's why Jade and I started with the Cosmic Kids, because, you know, it kind of gets you out of your group and talking and discussing, you know, these important things that help people. You know, and to bring the kids into the arena, you know, because I think initially, you know, I just think if we start helping them, you know, and their parents start, you know, looking up and investigating, researching what's going on, I think it's going to be a big change come the future, you know?
Yeah, I think it's real important that the parents of these young children start to educate themselves on what is going on. I think it is more mainstream. I think that the world is definitely opening up. I mean, with the internet and everything, there's so much information, and people are looking at this time for that sense of comfort and stability, because we found that materially nothing is really helping us. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how many things you have, to be honest. It really doesn't, because with the current economic downturn that we had for several years, and unfortunately Detroit, Michigan was hit really hard in a lot of the areas, I think that we found that we can live without certain things, and it really was a blessing.
It really is, and that the sense of that inner power that you get, that you do go within and you start working on, you know, things that were holding us up, the baggage, the issues, you know, mm-hmm. and it just, I know for myself, it just gave me such a greater freedom. And then, you know, with Lisa's website, I went there and I'm like, oh, there's people there like me. You know,
yeah.
people are going through the same thing, and, you know, and the kids now, I'd like to open, you know, an arena for them so they can go someplace and not feel different, you know, because we're all capable, we're born with the psychic abilities or whatnot, intuitiveness, but, you know, now everybody's going to start coming together, and if we have one or, you know, 10,000 places where kids and adults can feel comfortable, you know, in what we're doing. It's just, I think that's, and not being so in the closet, you know, they're going to think I'm crazy if I, you know, announce this. Because for so long we've had, you know, just this peer group, you know, the mediums, mm-hmm. the psychics, the angel card readers, you know, and we talk amongst ourselves. So I really hope it starts branching out, and you know, we can, we'll be able to help whoever we can help, and make it not such a stigma to talk about. You know, okay, well, I'm a medium. Yes, I see dead people. You know, I'm sorry. You know, instead of having to say, okay, you know, I'm glad you, that's your feelings, but you know, this is the way it is. Instead of having to hide all of the time, you know.
I think we're going to see a big upturn in, John Holland had discussed in his most recent book, the spiritualist churches, which are basically almost on every other corner in Europe and in London. And that is the principle that actually to teach that there is communication between this side and the other side. And that, I mean, it is wonderful. In fact, I might talk about that on my show, the Spiritualist Church. And I'm not someone, I'm spiritual. So I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. And I have never found a church that absolutely fit my needs. But I was reading the seven principles of the spiritualist church, and I said to myself, my gosh, this is exactly how I feel. So I'm hoping something like that will, and I think children need a little bit more, and I am not dissing any religion, because whatever gives you comfort is where you need to be. My mother feels very comfortable in the traditional Lutheran service, and that gives her great comfort. For me, I am bored. So it just depends on who you are. And not,
right.
No
and
one's
was,
right. There's not a right or wrong. Go with what you feel.
Exactly. And I think as a child being raised Catholic, you know, the nuns would chase me around, you know, because I wasn't your quiet child. And so I would constantly ask them, why? Why do we do this? I always believed in a higher source. I knew there was something out there just from being, you know, gifted early on. I always knew that, but I would ask them why, and they just could never really give an answer, and they kind of shut you down. And so, and that's, you know, the schoolrooms were made for politeness and being respectful. I understand that, but I think as I got older, I kind of went away from that, you know, practicing the traditional religion and still believing what I believe. But then I found, you know, other people that were doing other things and believed in other things. And so we have a whole world out there of what resonates with you, you know. So there are no rules, you know. And I think everybody welcomes everybody. And that's the great thing about being...
Yeah, I think children are definitely looking for something besides traditional because, quite frankly, I was scared to death when my grandma took me to church and I saw Jesus hanging on a cross and things like that. And, I mean, I respect and revere Jesus and his life and what he did on this earth for us. But that scared me. And I think that, and it's always been kind of they're up there and we're here, which that was not Jesus's intention. It was, you know, to bring light to the fact that we're all one here on the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well stated, my friend.
Yes.
Well stated. So hopefully we're going to be, because I'm having a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun helping others, you know, being a service. And so I just want to thank you so very much being on our first show with BBS. And welcome to the BBS family. You're going to have
so
a lot
excited.
Of fun.
Yeah, Darlene Denning, who you had on your show and I've had on my show, is going to be my guest on Monday. And I'm really excited. In fact, it's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, that I'll be on every other Monday. I'm actually not doing it weekly. I'm doing it every other Monday, and then I'll still continue Blog Talk the other. So I'm switching off between the two and hopefully transitioning totally over to BBS in the future.
Wonderful.
Well,
you're going to
Shelley,
be a great
I think
asset.
You better call in.
I plan on it because Darlene and I had quite an extensive conversation on relationships. And Jade, stop laughing. So I may call in and say hello to both of you. I just love her.
Oh, I would love that. I would love
so
that.
We'll
but
call
you
in
know what?
And hang up.
I know we had a late start, and I apologize, but I need to go pick up my son from school, and I apologize.
Okay.
I hope that I'm not causing a problem.
No, you're not.
No, not at all. We're just very grateful to have you on the show. And will you come back when we do the roundtable with the children?
Oh, my gosh. That would be wonderful. What a great idea.
Summer's coming up, and they'll be more flexible with the schedule. And they're kind of practicing right now, being on the microphone and everything. So I'm just saying, wherever spirit takes you, but with 10 kids, it takes them way off. So we're kind of practicing now. But if you would come back and help us with that and your children, we'd be most grateful.
I would love that. And I want to say I love your show. I love what both of you are doing as well. And I think if everyone just does what's in their heart, that everything, all this would get out into the world, and it will. So you're both so precious. So I'm hoping to have you guys on the show, too, once I get calmed down and figure
our
out things.
Our schedules will ease up, and then we'll just focus on what we want to do. So, thank you once again for being on the show. I really appreciate it, and gentle breezes to you.
And thank you, Sandy.
That's beautiful. I love that. Well, many blessings to both of you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Take care. Thanks so much. Wow, Jade.
I love her.
I do, too. I have known her for quite some time, and she's just as gentle on the computer, because once again, she was talking about we all haven't ever met, but we will one of these days. But she's lovely, and she's a great teacher. And I just, she originally started me out on this quest. So it's really an honor.
Well, I like that she gives that Reiki class free, her and Courtney, because, she's right. There's so many people that can't afford things right now. And Reiki is not cheap if you take it from somebody else.
Right, because to be what Reiki master teacher and practitioner whatnot, it runs you into the thousands of dollars. So I almost fell on the floor when initially I had she had posted it up for a class, and I couldn't believe it that it was free, because it really, really should be at low cost and available to anyone that wants to do it, because the way the future's going, we really need that, and the economy and everything. So it should be affordable, and free is very affordable.
And we need all the light workers we can get.
I think so too.
I do too.
Well, I think our time's just about up. And
our first show went pretty well.
It did.
And I didn't sing either.
Oh, Jade Sturr. Maybe next week, okay?
Well, I was singing before I got on the radio. I thought, no, we can't sing that way.
We need our karaoke boxes, I'm telling you. But we'll spare the world that today, so. Anyway, well, we'll see you all next week. Jade, do you have something to take us out with?
Yes, I do. The world, when seen through a child's eyes, greatly resembles paradise. That was from an author unknown.
Oh, I love that.
And don't forget to give thanks to the angels and guides around you for helping.
Well, you know, I have a problem with I can't stop talking, and I just found this real quick little paragraph that I think is the premise of our show. Can I read that for you?
Yes.
Okay. We are at a time on Earth when our children are coming forth and full of knowledge and understanding. Many of us understand that these children are already ready to lead us into the future. It is our responsibility to make sure they are able to use what they already possess and do not shut down. If they have the opportunities in life where their spiritual nature is honored and put to a valuable use, they will easily grow into enlightened teachers of the future. For these children are the world leaders of tomorrow. And until next week, Cosmic Kids, we'll talk to you then. Gentle breezes. Thank you, Jade.
Thank you, Shelley. Bye-bye.